At the beginning of every new year, we have a choice between optimism and pessimism. The media cater to all tastes. They offer a variety of retrospectives on the year just gone, the year in sports, the year in literature, the year in wars and overdoses, and previews of the future, as imagined by their apparently clairvoyant editorial writers. The past holds no surprises, but the future is a perpetual mystery. Whatever we read or think about it is almost certain to be wrong. Who could have anticipated in January 2025 a massive dismantling of the federal government and a violent internal war against immigrants? But it is just as easy to be optimistic as pessimistic, especially if you're older. Senior citizens can feel more positive about the new year, partly because we have less future to worry about and more past to think about. The most liberating thing about the future for my older generation is the fact that we have been utterly and completely left behind by progress. Progress was a good idea once, but as Ogden Nash remarked, it has gone on far too long. We don't even want to think about the frenzied worlds of TikTok or Twitter, or the sinister worlds of X or Meta, or watch our savings evaporate into non-existent cryptocurrencies. After a lifetime of learning, trying to keep up and becoming, as we hoped, more knowledgeable every year, we can happily retreat into the dark recesses of Plato's cave, where we no longer understand anything or want to. There is an old saying that ignorance is bliss, and in this case, it's certainly true. We're surrounded by things we know how to switch on and off, but that are otherwise as mysterious as magic boxes out of a Harry Potter book. From being fountains of knowledge and wisdom, we've become ignorant peasants and helpless consumers of other people's mysteries. The electronic revolution is barely 50 years old, and who knows what will come next? The only remedy is to embrace our ignorance, in the reassuring knowledge that today's young people will be victims of progress in their turn. Many great writers have seized on this theme of age as a kind of education in reverse. Virgil, Montaigne, Shakespeare, and more recently that fine social historian Robert Blythe. It's a universal experience. My grandmother, born in 1884, had the right idea when she wouldn't have anything to do with radio or the telephone, and for a long time she refused to have electric lighting in her house. She lived to be 99 and was always cheerful, in spite of these terrible deprivations. I'm glad to have those conveniences now, especially the radio, of course. But my own life was perfectly happy, and I believe productive, before I had any of the electronic gadgets that now clutter up my life. So let's celebrate the knowable past, gone but not forgotten. The farther back in time we go, the more we will understand. This is David Boucher.